SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ano nga ba ang mga dahilan para ma-deport o makansela ang iyong visa?
I have some friends worried someone might have reported them after they mistakenly worked more hours than they should. Do you know of anyone who's had their visa cancelled because of a report?
My first 14 months in Australia, I paid for 3 traffic fines. Will this stop me from getting my citizenship down the line?
Oh, you got a fine for going through a red traffic light arrow. I'm planning to apply for a visa within a month. Could someone tell me if this will affect my visa application?
I worked more than 48 hours thinking my session was finished. What will be the consequences? Will they deport if they find out? I'm scared.
Ito ang mga karaniwang tanong na umiikot sa mga komunidad at sa online. Ngayong linggo, tatalakayin natin kung paano ang pagiging komplikado ng sistema ng migrasyon ay nagdudulot ng takot at kalituhan pagdating sa pag-unawa sa mga karapatan.
Yes, absolutely. I think there should be more out there for migrants on their rights.
Si Sunil, 25 taong gulang mula sa India at pinalitan ang kanyang pangalan para sa kanyang kapakanan, ay isang visa holder sa Australia. Noong nakaraang taon, napunta siya sa isang mahirap na sitwasyon matapos bumili ng sasakyan mula sa isang private seller sa Facebook Marketplace. Ayon kay Sunil, pagkatapos niyang i-drive ang sasakyan, nagsimula itong gumawa ng kakaibang ingay.
I went back to the owner and he said he would look into, but told me to still take the car.
Nagpa siya si Sunil na ipaayos na lang niya ang sasakyan at siya na ang magbayad ng gasto sa pagkukumpuni. At pagkatapos ay ibabawas sa bayad sa may-ari.
Then the seller started threatening me and said his solicitor will contact me and see me in court.
Ayon kay Sunil, maaari sana siyang nanalo sa kaso kung ito'y dinala niya sa korte.
But because of my visa status and being afraid of going to court and what that would do to my record, I just had to pay extra to get the car repaired myself.
Hindi siya nag-iisa sa ganitong sitwasyon.
There is a fear in my community of visas being revoked when it comes to fines. They just pay them, even if they know when sometimes they are not at fault or get wrongly fined. They just don't want to challenge it or go through the process in court. It will be costly and may show up in future police checks.
Marami rin ang may magkakatulad na pag-iisip pagdating sa mga issue sa trabaho at karahasan sa loob ng pamilya.
We do hear a lot from our clients that they've been told something about a visa being cancelled or being deported.
Si Anne Emmanuel ay isang pangunahing abogado sa Immigration Advice and Rights Center. Kapag may mga banta na tulad nito, ayon sa kanya, natatakot ang kanyang mga kliyente na may ibang tao ang may kapangyarihang magpa siya tungkol sa kanilang visa status sa bansang ito. Sabi ni Anne, ang kakulangan ng access ng mga visa holder sa independyente at mapagkakatiwala ang impormasyon ang nagdudulot ng maraming hindi pagkakaintindihan.
Access to justice generally, and particularly in this space, is difficult, particularly due to funding. I think part of it as well is a lack of access to information that's delivered in a way that is in language. So our service, when we're talking to clients, we're using interpreters, but it's a large cost for us. And so for other services as well, that can be a factor in how well they're able to communicate information.
Anya, isa pang salik ay ang hindi pantay na kapangyarihan o impluensya.
Between an employer and someone that they've employed, the power imbalance between someone who has lived here for years or English as a first language compared to someone who doesn't have that skill or that background is particularly part of the factors that are leading into this misinformation.
Dagdag pa niya, ito ang nagiging dahilan kung bakit pinipili ng mga tao na manatili sa isang hindi ligtas na lugar ng trabaho, sitwasyon o relasyon. Ang PALM, na kilala rin bilang Pacific Australia Labor Mobility Scheme, ay nagpapahintulot sa mga kwalipikadong negosyo na kumuha ng mga manggagawa upang matulungan punan ang mga kukulangan sa paggawa sa mga agrikultural na gawain sa mga rural at regional na lugar.
You can get employers, look, I'll be quite frank, who may be, you know, abusing the system. He doesn't want to lose the workforce because if they say, well, others are getting better opportunity than I am, but I can't run because he's got the passports with them, or saying, look, if you go, I'm going to cancel a visa. Now, to me, it only works on those who are not informed.
Si Pita Fulyaki Lokotowi ay ang country liaison officer ng PALM scheme. Ayon sa kanyang karanasan, natukoy niya ang mga pangunahing isyu na nakaaapekto sa kapakanan ng mga manggagawa mula sa Vanuatu na nasa Australia. Inilalarawan niya ang operasyon ng PALM scheme bilang organized chaos, na ibig sabihin ay ang mga manggagawa ay hindi pamilyar sa kanilang mga karapatan at sa mga kontratang kanilang pinipirmahan. Hinimok ni Pita na maresolba ang pagkukulang sa sistema upang magkaroon ng tamang impormasyon ang mga manggagawa tungkol sa kanilang mga karapatan at responsibilidad.
We need to take a step back and find out when an information from Australia gets to Vanuatu, how is that information given through a stakeholder that may not be the right person to speak even though they're in that position? Like an agent. Unless the agent knows the ins and outs, the agent needs to be responsible to speak with the farm and say, look, what's the reality on the ground? But see, that's going to be hard to get because that's a gap in the system that needs to be closed.
Dahil dito, natatakot ang mga tao na maaari silang ma-deport kung sabihin ito ng kanilang amo.
What we do is we educate and equip workers. Keep it simple. So we're not going to talk about all these, you know, like, oh, you have this visa and it's a subclass, this, these are the conditions, these are, we don't tell them that. We just say, look, an employer cannot cancel your visa because it's not in his power. It's that simple. They cannot take your passport. They cannot threaten to cancel your visa. Your employer can put in the request to cancel your visa, but it's not in their power. They cannot. That's with the Australian government, specifically Home Affairs. They have the power.
Kaya, ano nga ba ang mga dahilan na maaaring magdulot ng pagkansela ng iyong visa?
The first thing to be really clear on is that only the Minister for Immigration or a delegate of the Minister within the Department of Home Affairs has any of those powers. So if someone is saying, I'm going to get your visa cancelled or you're going to be deported as such.
Sabi ni Anne, malawak ang probisyon para sa pagkansela ng visa. Ngunit maaari itong ikategorya bilang character-related tulad ng kriminal na kaso, paglabag sa kondisyon ng visa, hindi pagiging eligible para sa visa mula pa sa simula, o kung nagbigay ng maling impormasyon upang makuha ang visa.
Generally though, in this context, if it's a delegate, so if it's Home Affairs making that consideration, we're looking at a discretion, so it's not something that has to happen, and there should generally be a notice first and a chance to comment. So there is still a process that has to be followed.
Anya, kung ikaw ay nag-aalala tungkol sa iyong visa status, nararapat na humingi ka ng independyente at confidential na legal na payo.
Another key thing is knowing how the Department of Home Affairs communicates with you. Is that through a partner? Is that through a migration lawyer? Are you not sure? It's helpful to find out or update the department. It's helpful to know how to check your own visa status. So through the Department of Home Affairs website, you can do a VIVO check.
Ang episode na ito ay mula sa SBS Examines kasama ang patnubay ni Tejinder Singh na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.